say over a maisa. Choshev cheder in Yerushalayim. Best cheder, one of the best chederim in Yerushalayim. That when they opened the cheder, so the one that the Anole Aruchnis decided that maybe they will start to learn Chumash, not from Bereishis, from Vayikra. Why? Said that people, the kids, learn Bereishis. So they have a picture, you know, a babyish picture on the Maisa Bereishis and the Oves. You know, everyone has some pictures how the Oves look. And the time when he was a kid, you know how he pictured it. Some people have a picture of the Teva, exactly how it looks. Some people have a picture of Orkasdim. Everyone has different. Some people have a picture of Paroi. All different people have in their head different pictures that they draw. And these pictures don't leave, even though you become older. So he said he thinks, this Choshev Yidah was the Menal Ruchni of the Cheder, they will start to learn from Vayikra. And then, when the kids get a bit older, they'll start Bereishis, and it'll be under a doyer. And Rav Shach was not masking. Rav Shach called him over, and Rav Shach said that the way the kids are grown up with the Oves, this is the way Klal Yisrael, and we don't make cheshbonos to be mature when we have the stories of the Oves. Tefillin is one of the mitzvahs that every kid, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he puts on tefillin, and has the same kind of chisaron that sometimes you go, you see bochrim that don't know hilchos tefillin, that they're not considered putting on tefillin. They're missing out. They learned it when they were 13. Safek learned it, Safek didn't learn it. Safek, the guy that told them, knew what he's talking about or not. And, you know, they put on the tefillin. They go with chatzitzas, with all different zachen. And so I think maybe we'll start a little bit. First we're going to the mitzvahs of tefillin. We'll start maybe the halachas, the inyonim that a person has to know for hilchos tefillin. The Rambam in hilchos tefillin, Perik Aleph, the Rambam says, Arba parshiyos eilu. Kadeshli, חומש מויס והיו כי הביאך האוסן חומש מויס שבספר אלו שמויס ושמע והיו עם שמויע בספר דבורים הם שנכתובס בפני עצמו ומחפים מויסם באויר וניקרים תפילין ומניחים מויסם על הראש וקושרים מויסם על היד. זאת אומרת, זה דיוק עם הרמה, מניחים מויסם על הראש וקושרים מויסם על היד. בספר המצווס הקוצור Rambam says, "Li yis tefillin al haroish, velekoshru al hayad." See later. Ve'afilu kutzo yishelo yis achas me'arba parshiyos me'akev eskula min ha'teira. These are the arba parshiyos. The Gemara calls it shmoina mitzvahs yesh betfilin. Lemaisa the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is moina to two mitzvahs. Tefillin shel yad ve'tefillin shel roish. The Ramban calls it one mitzvah. It's two chalokim, tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish, but the Ramban is machshiv to one mitzvah. If the mitzvah is to make the maisa kshire, or the mitzvah is to have it on him, we have to know, shein es Rambam, different rishonim, some rishonim hold, and both of them is the mitzvah, the maisa kshire. The head we tied before, but be'etzem it's kosher on the head, and the hand we tied on the hand. And the others say, no, in the head you take and put it on the head, and your hand you make a kshira. So later, what is the kshira exactly? We'll start with Seder Advor. In the Yerushalmi, we don't have this Yerushalmi, but in Shuvas HaGehoinim, they bring down the Yerushalmi. Ein lecho godel bekol ha-mitzvah shebatoiro ke-mitzvah stfilin. Ein lecho godel kechol ha-mitzvah shebatoiro ke-mitzvah stfilin. שיקישו כל התירה כולו לתפילין, בין תירה שבכתב, בין תירה שבעל פה. דרוש, הלוחס קטנס של תפילין, סימן חופכס, שונו חכומים, אין לך גודל בכל המצווה עשר שבתירה, יויסר ממצווה תפילין. And the Shlomo brings down mitzvahs tefillin shkula keneged kol mitzvahs. Shenemar lefichor godus chori shel amnicho umarich yomi. In the Zohar steht starkere diburim kol man demanach tefillin vetzitzis keilu mekayem tariag mitzvahs. Betzitzis keilu miskayem kursa demalke keilu he put the cheer for the melech. Betzfilin the iu Yudke Vavke, we'll see later in a second that in Tfilin, Be'etzem, is Yudke Vavke. Tfilin alone have the Parshias, then we have the letters, the Shin, the Dalet and the Yud. But who is the Klaf? The person is the Klaf. There's a Dalet on his head, Shin on his hand, the Yud in the Tfilin, the Kesher. So the Kshorim have a Shin, Dalet, Yud. A person becomes a Kut Shebrichu. He puts on kilu hoishim hakadosh baruch hu al hakisa, and it's a bazunder kedusha and tefillin. We say mishefa mitzvot tefillin nismasha cholai liyischaim arukim mishefa kedoshes shefa kodesh. We'll see later in the hemshech the Shulchan Aruch what is the kavanah that we have to have for the kedusha. It's one chelik of hakdome. Second chelik of hakdome, again that's we're going to learn some zachen, some chumra, some kules. I hope that the Olam will not take out the wrong things, but they don't have to. Rishoyim mikosh luba. The Gemara says Masechta Tefillin. Kach oyer Rab Lezer oimer. Gdoilim mitzvah tefillin shekach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu leYisrael. Vehogiso bo yoimem velaylo. Omru Yisrael lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam. אין אנחנו יכולים להגש ימים ולילה. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, בוני, אני נושא לכם תפילין על ראשיכם ועזרו ארצכם, ואני מעלה עליכם כאילו יגעתם בתרא ימים ולילה. שנאמר, ואוהל לך לאויס על ידיך ולזיכרון בין עיניך למענתי את תרס השם בפיך. זה כולה. I'm the Zohar, it's only a person that goes the whole day with tefillin. You can't learn the whole day, so you have tefillin the whole day. But a person said, I can't learn the whole day, so he puts 5 minutes. The Medrash Shechar Tov in Tehillim, first Perek, he says, Kim b'seiras Hashem chevtzoi. Omar Rab Lezer, Omru Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Roitzim anu liga b'teira yomam v'laylo, Ein lanu pnai. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaimu mitzvah tefillin, Ani ma'ala aleichem, Kilo atem yegeim b'teira yomam v'laylo. The Chaya Odom brings down that chamur mitzvah tefillin, mi she'eino maniach tefillin machmas she'amitzvah eino chashuva be'einov, nikro poisheya Yisrael begufoy. Eino chashuva be'einov doesn't have to be eino chashuva be'einov. He's mezalzel, he doesn't know the halachos, he doesn't know the protim. Eino chashuva be'einov, nikro poisheya Yisrael begufoy. Lochin tzorich odom liizoyer sheyu ketikunom, ולכניסו ממישהו מומחה ביוסר ובעל תירה. ומשתברו במקסדם בהבניסינו המכשוי לו גדוי לו. This is הקדומה, people, I'm saying, everyone has to know himself. Sometimes when a person was bar mitzvah, his father didn't have exactly a musogim, he went to Yudaika store, לא מזוגן in Indiana, and he bought him a tefillin, yeah? So, אם תמצא לו אימא, that is parashis inside, yeah? Who knows if the parashas were written by the Sefer Kosher? A person has to know, you could go all of your life with a tefillin. And you come up to the Shemaim, it's Golnish inside. And if even if it is inside, it's not Mehuda, it's not Kosher. And a lot of times, you know, Baruch Hashem, you've neteir, a person vax, but people today buy tefillin in all different places. Or when you were young, you went to the tefillin, we'll see later, places that is wet, you didn't know how to keep the tefillin. So a person has to know that bichlal, that he has a tefillin, before we're going to speak about all the halachas, the ribua, the black, the ritzuis, all the protein that we'll start to go in today, a person has to know bichlal, and not to be embarrassed. Not to be embarrassed. I have to tell you a story. But me, it mamish changed my life. I was away from before Pesach, I had to go to America for chasanas. So my Rebbetzin told me she needs someone to help in the house. I can't leave like this. So I said, I'll find someone to help. So it was a yeshiva nearby, yeshiva to Bali Tshuva, that come from South America, from Brazil, São Paulo. So the new bachur mamash came. They said he's strong, he could work good. So I told him I need him for 14 hours a day. 14 hours a day, mamash, to rub every chair, every tile, you know, to work. He asked me permission that he helps a chavrusa that learns a half an hour a day, if he could leave in the middle for half an hour to learn, half a mincha. And like this, he worked every day, 14 hours. I paid him okay, but he worked 14 hours a day. I paid him. After that, I met a person from his yeshiva. I said, oh, Baruch Hashem, at least I supported a Nebuch Bacher, you know, Baruch Shuva, you know, I'm sure his parents have money, but they're not happy that he's learning here. His parents are anti. So he told me, no, you don't understand. This Bacher Pashat, he doesn't have kosher tefillin. He's using it for Megmach. Mishnebuah says every person has to own his own tefillin. You can't borrow. That's like Mishnebuah. Not allowed to borrow tefillin. You have to own your own tefillin, like Mishnebuah. The Bach says. One at a time you could have borrow, but Boyfriend Kavua, you have to have your own tefillin. So B'meila, he was working very hard to get himself a tefillin. That's the reason he was working. So I was so happy, at least, you know, my money went for tefillin. Then he had changed 5 shekel. So he came to give it to the house after a couple of months. And he asked my Rebbetzin if he could come for a Shabbos meal. So he came for Shabbos. The punk was a lot of bochum that Shabbos. And he came for the Shabbos meal. And I said, "No, how's the new tefillin?" He said, "I'll tell you the truth. How you know?" Because so he said, "The ma'aser was not enough money to buy tefillin. So I bought mezuzahs for my parents' house." So I stopped the meal and I told him, "No, we can't carry on till everyone has mischayev amount of money. And once the Shabbos, we bought him tefillin." But I'm saying, this is a bachur that is far from Yiddishkeit. Every bachur has to know. It's not, people don't want to face it, to ask his father if the tefillin were really bought by a person or by a psayudaikin in the end. I'm saying, the person has to know. If the tefillin were not bought in the right place, you have to, the first thing is, kolu puisheya Yisrael begufoi. Shnebu brings down b'shem atur. Shekol amanicho ma'arichim yomov bo'ilu mazeh. Shenemar Hashem Aleichem Yichyu. So the Mishnebure Hashem Aleichem, the Yud Gevavke from the Tefillin Yichyu. You'll be Marich Yomim. And he says, Ve'ein Eshel Gehenem Shoylet Boy. A person that is Maliach Tefillin has no Eshel Gehenem Shoylet Boy. So before we start, we'll start Be'etzem. The halachas of tefillin. Lamazon, a person already has his parents bought kosher tefillin, yeah? Lamazon, and a sefer Yerushalmayim, that's medakdek. Because you have to understand, tefillin, Mishnebura explains, you have to have kesidrom. If the sefer in a mistake misses a yud, he can't fix it after it. It's a huge nisayim for a sefer. He could work on the whole parsha, and he sees that he missed one letter. So it's a very big nisayim. So the Yerushalmayim, when people tell you Alamo that you have to have a Sefer Yerushalmayim, the reason you have to have a Sefer Yerushalmayim is not only when I get to the mikveh, when I zok the Shemes. And the tefillin, if it's not a Sefer Yerushalmayim, it's a nisayon, it's a very hard nisayon for a person. The word, the letters are stuck. It's not kesidrom. There's nothing more to do. It's not kesidrom. You can't fix it. So, Lamazon, the person has already a kosher tefillin. A bachur takes out his tefillin out of the box. And he wants to put on tefillin. I'm saying it, you go to shul, you stand near people, and you see they have on their head boxes. They don't have tefillin. Mamish kosher for people. They have boxes on their head. Mamish posul to call a des. See, tomorrow morning, after we'll learn a little bit, yeah? And it's kedai to tell them. You bechuyev to tell them. A nice way, yeah. The first halacha is halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, hatfilin tzrichim liyos meruboim. Now, ribua doesn't mean what every kid thinks, maybe, that the four corners have to be corners, yeah? This is the last halacha that we'll learn about ribua. Ribua is a square that has to be the whole box of the tefillin, from top to bottom, has to be meruba straight. If it goes out like this, it's not a ribua. A lot of times tefillin, when you become like 30, 40, if you have kosher tefillin, it could happen to you. I will explain. Me'ikar adin, the way the tefillin are done, the tefillin that all of us have today, is gases. The person has dakis, it's not today, it's not called mehudo to have dakis, kimat. Gases is the tefillin. Gases means they take a piece of oir, and it's one piece, the whole tefillin is one piece, one big thick piece, and they work on it. After it's soft, they push out four pieces out, tefillin shel roish, they push out four holes out, it's one piece yet. Now these four pieces have to be separate, they can't be one piece, this is tefillin shel yad. These four pieces, if they're stuck together completely, it's not called four. They have to be split to four. Now, lemaisa, so what keeps them not to run back? So they put it with a lot of pressure. Lemaisa, with the time, so they put a little bit of glue in between them. There's different ways how much glue you're allowed to put. Lemaisa, a lot of seifrim, bad seifrim, they put a lot of glue, mamish stuck. Then they paint it, it looks like mamish tefillin. Now the halachas mishavua says that even if it's glued together, you have to see what you see on every tefillin, like four lines. What happened to be is, a year ago, they found out 20% of the tefillin, the lines that you see was not the lines that are inside. They painted it, they fixed it, and then the guy took a knife and made like four different lines. But when they took a knife to open it, in that place, that it didn't ever open. So I'm not saying to start to check your tefillin, but when you can know that it's happened, if you start to see sometimes a crack in your tefillin, not where the four lines are, miyat to go to the sefer. Again, it stays a ribua, just you see an interesting crack for no reason in the middle of the tefillin shel roish, we have four lines, and you start to see this interesting crack somewhere there. There's no reason there will be a crack. There's no reason, it's one piece. It's tefillin gases. It's to be choshe that mistame your sefer poshet, he stuck it together. And then he just made four lines. Now, why did he do it like that? Because why did it's a whole of the seifim to do it? Because sometimes they don't manage to have nice, beautiful tefillin. That lekatchila, the beauty is that the lines are mamish four symmetric, mamish straight. By him, one was bigger, one is small. He paints it, and then he measures, and he makes four nice lines. Yeah, if you make one big line, one small line, no one will buy that tefillin from him. So he covers it. If it's mamish possible or not, it's still mishdebure. But again, if you see a crack. But lamazogas, because of that, a lot of tefillin of the older people, the glue with the time separates, and it's not even. It starts like accordion, as it starts to open on top. It's not meruba, it's posul. It's posul. Even that you check the corners, mamish, the mamish like needles, doesn't make a difference. Not only that, sometimes, so it's divided to three. There's three places that have to be meruba. The whole square has to be meruba. The bottom part of the tefillin also has to be meruba. Every tefillin has a bottom square and a top square. And the back is the place where the ritzua passes. It's like a little crack, because to separate it from the main part of the tefillin. The main part of the tefillin is a bottom box and a top box smaller. Not only that, they have to be square in the bottom, square in the top, and it has to be that the top box is exactly laying equal in between the bottom box. It can't be left or right or front or back. In the middle of the bottom box is chutim of gid that go around and around. These chutim also have to be exactly in the middle. In the old days was a problem because it started to get loose and they were not exactly in the middle. In our days, you see in the bottom box, is like a little crack where the little strings, the gidim, are sewed in. So b'mele, they don't move and normally they stay together, but if they get split or cut, the bottom box and the top box. The bottom box has around them like sewing from gid. It's exactly, has to be exactly in the middle. Again, equal straight, and the strings cannot be moving around. This is pashut. Now, the bottom box has to be meruba, and the top box has to be meruba. Both of them have to be meruba. Now, three places the meruba could get damaged. One place is the easiest place, the less humble the place, you have a box of tefillin, in the middle it gets a bang. Someone hits it. In the middle. Not even in the sides, not even the corners, in the middle of the tefillin. They got a bang, got a chip. This is the tefillin. This is the one side, we have four sides like that. This is the side here. Got a bang in the middle. It's not meruba now. It has to be meruba here, meruba here. If this is the box, right, this is the top box, that's four sides. So we're not speaking now, everyone is busy every time to check if here it's sharp, and here it's sharp, and here it's sharp. We'll get to that. But a person has to know, this and this, four sides have to be meruba. A lot of times, sometimes it opens like accordion, because the metzius is be'etzem, that it's separate, and just pressure together with a little bit of glue. But it gets a chip in the middle. So then, if it looks like a square, it's already okay. You don't have to be makpid so much. The box looks okay, it's a little bit. Sometimes it happens from cold. The tefillin get a little bit wet. And again, it's an oyer, not a piece of metal. Lamosh, what you do, maybe in a second I'll explain to you how they fix it. Now, when you fix it, if you go to a sefer and he starts to paint it like a couple layers of paint till it's fixed, it's partial puzzle, yeah? You can't fix it with material, or with special, crazy glue, all different chokhmas, yeah? Silicon, all these achen, it doesn't help. So how they fix it? They take, don't do it yourself, but be'etzim, you take cotton, wool cotton, you put it with water, and you put it under the tefillin, you wait a little bit that it gets soft, and with a plier, you pull it out. Okay, it bumps out. And then again, you scrape it to make it straight. Because the material of the tefillin is oil stretches. For the same reason, a lot of times when it's cold, you have a tefillin like this, and it gets, for different reasons, it gets like a little hole inside, like as a. Then again, you have to ask someone if it looks meruba. The second place that people get a problem is the tefillin gets a bang before the edges. It happens a lot of time. You get a bang here, on the side, not the edges, not the corners. You bumped into something and got a bang. So the halacha is like this. If it's more from chagiras atzipoyren, mean to say when you go with your nail, you get stuck in there, you have to fix it. I would not say it's possible, but it has to be fixed. Again, you got a scratch here. I saw a lot of tefillin, and the top part not so much, and the bottom part, and the bottom ribua, it happened to me myself. Now again, it's not enough just to fix it, to stick it up. They have to wet it, and they pull it a little bit out, and then they fix it. It's very easy for them to fix it. But it happens. The third place that has to is the corners. It also has to be meruba, straight with the corners. That meruba is more chamur. There, again, a person can be nervous the whole time. How much? For sure, they need to take a malacha ashores. But there, if the corner becomes circular, could be it's not called meruba. These are things are me'akev. It could be me'akev in a tefillin. A person will think all of his life he will come to the shemaim and he will say, "You're right that I didn't learn yemon velayla." But a blazer said, "Maniach tefillin." They say, "Yeah, but you didn't put on tefillin. You put on boxes." It's a garnish. Chutz from them is a shari tshuva. What will be if a person finds out that his tefillin were possible? So the shari tshuva says, "No, we're machen tshuva." But zog the shari tshuva, but he did a broche levatol leyeder tog. Ma yase al chet chomur kaze shel broche levatol. The second halacha we have in the bais is the tzeva of the tefillin. It's a machlokes if it's a halacha l'moshe misinai or not. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a machlekes if it's me'akev. If the bais is not black, bais means the top part and the bottom part are not black. The bottom ribua and the top ribua. The Mishnah Berurah says if you can fix it, yesh al malismoich to make a broche But lekatchila, they have it black. Lekatchila, it has to be shachor ke'oyrev. Means strong black. But b'kol mekoyim, in the bayis, we more makel if it's not so black, or if it's little white spots, we're not so machmir. Because be'etzem, it's a machlekes. And some people hold that if roiv is shachor, is also good. So again, avadet to fix it. But I'm saying again, to know that the di'evet, you can't call it a bracha levatole. So you can't go over to the guy in shul and you see that half of his tefillin already are white. Yeah? So you can't tell him bracha levatole, but you could tell him it's kedai for you to go to a sefer to paint your tefillin. This is on the bias. Now, we'll go to the ritzuas. This is a zach that Am Yisrael and Nichshal a lot. Baruch Hashem today, already, you know, they have these people that come over themselves to yeshiva to offer the change in tefillin. The aloche of the ritzuas have a shiur. How wide the ritzua has to be. The Gemara says, keseoiro. Seoiro is chito veseoiro. Evi gargir of seoiro. How much is it? Lefi lechazanish, it's 11 millimeters. It means it's one centimeter, 0.1. It's a bit less. Lefi Reb Chaim Noe, it's 10 millimeters. Lemaise, the ritzuas that we have today, most of them are 15 millimeters. B'shas Hadchak, you could make a broche even a 9 millimeters of a ritzuah. Now, everyone thinks for sure, my ritzuas are for sure big. You'll see tomorrow morning. We'll see in a second. La'aloche, if you have less from 9, you can make a broche. To put them on, but without a broche. Now, the question happens right away when you start to put on the tefillin, you tie it in the hand, it squishes together, and it's less from 9 millimeters. To everyone, kimat. If someone tells you he didn't, his tummy doesn't put on tefillin. Yeah? In the hand, when you turn it, especially in Nusach Ashkenaz, if you turn it, it's is that the tefillin back. Some people, when they push it into the tefillin place, so even though there's a lotion of Mishneh Brura that is mashma that it's not good, Avad the Mishneh Brura doesn't mean that. When the Mishneh Brura says sheniskapel, it's not good, he means what happens a lot of times, if you put on the tefillin already, 5 years, 6 years, normally in the place of the hand, the tefillin becomes very rubbed. How it becomes rubbed? It becomes stretched, and it starts to become thinner and thinner and narrower and narrower and narrower. This is the metzius. And a lot of times, it's not left a shiur of 9 millimeters. If it's there, just it's folded, it's okay. You could check every time, and tefillin shaliyat, and the place where the kesher turns, that piece that goes around, every morning he gets rubbed. The metzius says, check tomorrow morning, you'll see. It's for sure shorter from the old tefillin. Wait. Another reason you have to know this halacha, a lot of times your ritzuas get a cut. They get a cut. The place that it cut doesn't count. So we have to measure from after the cut in how wide the ritzuas stayed. I want to tell you, from Zalman Rebach told me, these halachas, the reason you have to know is not when you're a bacha in the mirror. Then the most you go over to ask someone. But you're in an airport and you take out your tefillin and you have a problem. A tefillin that he takes with him every place. These are the base things that a person has to remember every time, at least not to make a broche. To me, I try to find a different tefillin. But you'll see in a second why it's even more important. Now, when you have a cut, from that place on, the tefillin, the ritzuas don't exist. In the hand. If you have a cut, so if you only can make 3 kriches, we'll see later, so from that place, kilo, I don't have a ritzua. Now, but we'll go back in a second to this halacha, where it's very, very wichtig. The halacha to paint the ritzuas, it's a halacha l'moishe misinai, and it's me'akev b'di'evet. Ritzuas that are not black, apostle b'di'evet. Now, we pask that it has to be painted from outside. It doesn't need to paint from the sides. and it doesn't need to be paid from the bottom, only from the top. Even there are shittas that say that is the Indian. No one from Klal Yisrael till a year ago in Moshe Landa and Bnei Brak were machmer on it. No one from Klal Yisrael. Even people that did Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam, hopefully will be masmer, what is the Indian from Tfilin Rabbeinu Tam. And this they were not machmer. Lemaisi, you have to know, today came out a new kind of ritzuris that are black from both sides. It's in the Hechshel from Moshe Landa. There's a lot of kutresim, I mean, it for sure doesn't have a problem, lecheure. Lecheure is no problem. The reason they try to convince you to buy it, saying, the halachic part Shabbat I'm speaking about, is because the way they have, the technique that they have, they painted Avodas Yad, it's not painted from both sides. It's painted true and true. The Hainu, even if you peel off the top part, it's painted. So the Mele, you don't have a problem that the paint falls off, because it's painted true. This is the idea of that Ritzuas. There's no problem anymore with these Ritzuas. I'm saying, I myself, the Vile, didn't switch to these Ritzuas. I asked one of the people that misasked him, so why Rebbe Eliashiv didn't switch, if it's such a good Ritzuas? So he told me that Rabbi Yashiv told him, I'm saying I didn't hear it myself from Rabbi Yashiv, this is what he told me, that Rabbi Yashiv told him, that Be'etzim he would switch, but if he would switch, Gantz Klal Yisrael would feel that he have to switch, he doesn't want to be Mazda Gantz Klal Yisrael to switch tefillin. So mainly he's not doing it, because he knows the first day he will switch, this is it, Kechol HaShor Yeruchah. Yeah? Everyone will be doing it. So he doesn't want, so Mais is no chiyuv to do it, he doesn't want to cause Klal Yisrael to switch. I'm saying, I'm waiting a little bit. It was a Biskerov gesagt that every Naya Zach, it's good to leave it a couple of years till maybe someone finds a problem in Klal Yisrael. After a couple of years that, you know, it's in Klal Yisrael, then it's good to follow it. Now, Me'ikar Adin, if the tefillin are missing something black, you for sure, like Atchila, have to pay it completely. Paint it completely. Klaz de Chofetz Chaim Ashayla. A person has a Retzua 20 meters, like all of us. It goes around and around and around and around and around. It has to be black till the end. Or I don't need such a long ritzua. A lot of times the edge, the tail of it already is. Lemoshel. Everyone is masking, you know, most of tefillin, I'm not speaking of the briske tefillin. Most of the tefillin, the end of the ritzua finishes like a snake, right? Like very skinny. Very, very. Because we want that in the end we could push it back in and tie it. We see as an Indian, when you finish to go around your hands, to stuff it back into the kriches, it's not stamp practical because you don't want it to run around, what people think, and when you don't have time, they just leave it like that. As an Indian from kshire, as be'etzem, if you don't do that, and you leave your hand like this, slowly, slowly, everything will fall off, right? Go off and off and off and off and up. So be'etzem, what ties it? That little knetch. I'm not saying it's ma'akev, and I'm not saying that the guys that didn't do it till now did a bracha levatol and they don't have the schus of tefillin. But is the Indian lekatchile to push it in? It's a lot of times nageya. I gave my tefillin to fix for epes, yeah? So I took a tefillin from a gemach. So it doesn't fit exactly for me. I can't finish the circle, yeah? So I managed the whole davening, I push it in, it flew. So it's a whole avoida sometimes. To be makbid on that chumre, to push it in. So this is one of the reasons they make it a little bit narrow. So I'm just saying, even the deal of mice is no shield, so then it doesn't make a difference. I'll say something to Mishnah Berurah. But the shadow is if it has to be black till the end. So the Chofetz Chaim is mistapik. The same suffix happens, be'etzem, and the wide of the Ritzuas. A lot of times, so most of the time, most of the Bochrim, you'll see on the size of the Ritzuas, the paint starts to go off. Not if you have the land of Ritzuas, but if you have Rav. But if you have the other Ritzuas, a lot of times the size, the Metzias is like that, because the paint is only till the end. So when it starts to run back in, the size of it, a lot of times, are rubbed off. But you have a shiur inside. So here's the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah. I have a shiur Ritzua black. But now, that all of this is my Ritzua, so b'meile, all of that has to be black, and the chelik of it black is not enough. So the Mishnah Berurah is mistapik. He says, for sure, like a tchile, everything has to be black. Again, b'di'evet, if not all of it is black, it is roif black. There's a lot of shittas that yesh al malis moich to make a bracha. But for sure, it's finished in ritzus. In ritzus, it's very chomor and miyat to fix the ritzus. Now, let me get a shtickel weiter. Mitzvah tefillin. What is the mitzvah of tefillin? Loshon HaShulchan Aruch and Simen Chofei. Sorry, Simen Lamed Zayin. Mitzvosom liyos olof kol hayoim. Tefillin have to be on you kol hayoim. Shulchan Aruch. Aber mipnei shetzrichim gufnoki shelo yofiach bohem, shelo yasiach daitim mehem, ein kol odom yochel liyizor bohem, noagu shelo yilehanichom kol hayoim. I think most people have such a meaning. Umikol mokoim tzor, zog dibir alochem. עין בפרימיגודים שמסתפקים מן התאיר חייב כל היום או מן התאיר עודי ברגע האחד ומדרבון על כל היום וביטלו עכשיו שאין לנו גוף נוקי ומסיק דיקורם של דבורים דאם לא הניח יום אחד תפילין מבטל מצווה ססה שיטס הפרימיגודים הוא עושה מה תמסר לו את השיטס that if you miss the day you מבטל מצווה ססה וביניח רגע האחד קיים המצווה אבל מצווה מן המופחו ומן התאירו ליאס אולב כל היום ובספר ישו יסיין כפוסק דמין התאירו מצווה סום כל היום. ובספר על יורה במוכח דמי שיודע שיש לו גופנו כי אין לו ליפטר אסעץ ממצווה תפילין כל היום. So the rabbi says, if a person knows that he can have a גופנו כי he has to put on the תפילין כל היום. ופושו דכוונוסו אם יודע שיוכל להיזור גם עשר חדס. שחוק בקלוס רויש. ועין בספר מהעשריו שכוסר דמחוי שיש לי יהיו הרי ואשרי המקיים דין כדינוי כמו שאומרו חזל שואלו תלמידו וסרב זהירי במה ערכת היומים ולא יולכתי ארבעה אמס ולא יתירו ולא יתפילי so משברו ברינגס דאר that מדי רייסה לפי לפרימיגולים זה מצווס לכל היום לגמור את מסכת התפילים מהכת לגמור את אבי דזורי מייסה ברב לזר שאולך לאובלים אצל בלבי זה יכול Olach Rab Lezer Litvil by Meora. He went to the mikveh. He took off his clothes and he took off his tefillin. He was about to go into the water. Omar le Balabais, the other mikveh is much cleaner water. Lovash Bgodov, Lovash Atfilin, Voholach la mikveh Hasheni. Velo Yhoyo ben Echod Lesheni, Elo Arbaamis Bilvad. Sholeilech Arbaamis Beloy Tefillin. The Gemara says in Tainis Daf Chof, Omar Rab Lezer, Me'olam lo yolachti daled ames beloy tefillin. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yudches, Omar Rab Sheishes, Teisi li shekiyamti mitzvas tefillin. Zog Rashi, Shelo yolachti daled ames beloy tefillin. Zog the Maharsho el Chidush HaGodesh, Teisi li, I for sure will have siyata dishmaye. Any person does tefillin. Shelo yolachti daled ames beloy tefillin. And the Rambam in Perek Dalet mit tefillin brings down. Kedushas tefillin kedusha gdoili shekol zman shetefillin haroisha shel odom hu onov veyore ve'einoy nimshach b'schoik v'sicha b'teilo ve'einoy me'ar b'machshov v'sroes elo mefane libo lidivrei emes v'atzedek lefichoch tzorich odom lishtadel liyos olof kol hayoim shemitzvosov kachi omu al rav talmidei rebi shekol yomov lo yiro'u sheolach arba'ames b'lo yiteiro b'lo yitzitzu b'lo yitfillin אבל פי שמצווסם ללובשם כל היום, בשעס תפילה יויסר מן הכל. This is the reason some people wear it in מנחה אוסר. שעס תפילה. דף שחס. אמרו החכמים כל הקריא הקישו להתפילה, כאילו מילא לשקר בעצמי. רם said בשעס תפילה. This is the reason a lot of people, you see people in מנחה, they put on תפילה. מצווסם כל היום. Not that that be a say that Teire, the Rambam says again. Here you can say it's not a say muchach. Perek Emi a say that Teire aloha hei. Dalev, the Rambam says. V'yesh dvorim shu b'chlal chilul Hashem. V'hu shi yasa odom godol b'teire dvorim shu abri esmerra lani macho. V'lo yiro et tomit אלו עסק בתאיר אוטו בציציס ומוכתו בתפילים. תלמיד חוכם, that people see him without the תפילים, הרם זה צריך ללשם. ולא ירואה, תמיד אלו עסק בתאיר אוטו בציציס מוכתו בתפילים. Now, למעשה, right, you can say that למעשה, not everyone does it today. Not everyone does it. So why Taki people don't do it? Such a choshev zach. I saw a Taki came out mevakshe teira. This Rav Shraya, you know, people are trying to lachzer haTorah leYoishno. But the psik terapter brings down. First I'll bring down the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Broches says, "Omar Rabbi Anai, tefillin tzrichim gufnoki, umipneim alo yichziku bohem." But why the people that know how to keep a gufnoki, why they didn't put on tefillin kol hayoyim, mipnei haramoyim? מפני הרמוי. And brings down the psik, the maiso yo bodo mechot shoyo noise mo iso berev Shabbos. Nichnas lebeis haknesses, mozo echot mispalel vetfilin al roishoy. Omar eil belibi elo mokem mitoy vyoiso min afkin mo oisai, el tzal odom shu otuf betzales vetfilin. Lo kach amomel vifkido yetzloy. Vemotzi Shabbos bo lekabel, hikri shoiso yishlo yifkido yetzloy. Omar, lo ilecho emanti, elo shem hakadosh baruch hu shoyo al roishcho. Nisatet betal yisoy, the other person, ve'omad v'yispalel bo yisoy mokom, omad lefo ala v'chbonu shel oylam, lo yamadi lo yisoy odom, elo shem ha-kadosh baruch hu she'al roishoy, kshishim tfilosoy shokat, v'yoshan, niglo lo v'liyohu anovi zoch latoy, omad lo ilech emo lo ishle shel hanifkot, simen shohoy lo imoy, she'ochlu chometz b'leil ha-seyda. Tell his wife that I have a simen that my husband told me that we ate, you ate together chometz. Ubelitzem kippur also you ate epes. And the man give him the money. Kshebo bailo, he started to hit her. Why I gave back the money? Omer lo mata makia. He simon shayabeni lebeincho. We are the only ones that knew that we ate chametz Pesach. Omer abayil hoy v'nisparsem adobo nachzor lesureinu. He was a ger tzedek. He said, if people know my story, abraze, I'll become that. So b'meila, this is the reason they were mevatel it. זה זוג דלבוש. מפני שצריכים גופנוקי שלי יפיח בפגישוסום שיצור שלי יסיח דייטוי, ואין אין כל עודם יוכל להיזהר, אל כי נוהגו שלו להניח הם כלל כל היום. Because of that, a person has to know, and באמס סוגיך, I'm not saying now to start to wear tefillin the whole day. But it's a bad meaning of בוחרים, yeah? And over the tzion, bederech klal, the tefillin start to move out, yeah? Without realizing, yeah? Then in the end, you stand outside shtibach, you shmuz for another hour, yeah? But in over the tzion already, you took off your tefillin. A person has to know, could be a zechiyum midayraisa to have it kol hayoyim. We're not holding there. But to know that it's an inyan that the tefillin will be the whole yoyim. Now, as a machleik is taka, if every day is a separate mitzvah or not, the Biralocha learns that if you miss one day, you karkafta the Leimalach tefillin. The Briskerov learns that there's no chiyuv every day. It's only with the Rabbanon, chiyuv every day. So again, Chas v'Sholem, not to take the Briskerov. You can't, all the Briskerov, it's a mekel ein Briskerov. And the Rabbanon also is chomo. Forget the Briskerov, Chalamoyed, he didn't put on tefillin, so after Chalamoyed, he put the double time. He said, every day we have the amount of time that we put for davening. There's no, the mele, it's only shayla from time. So the mele, after Chalamoyed, he would put on to be mashal the time. Now, the Seder HaDvarim, we'll speak a little bit about Anochas Tefillin today. The Iker Minag Ashkenaz is to stand when you put on Tefillin. Minag Sfarad is that Tefillin Shel Yad you sit, and Tefillin Shel Roish you stand. Under Chassidim also knowing that even in Tefillin Shel Yad they sit and then they stand. Everyone has different Minogim. When you have a Mitzayna Minag. Now, the halacha is very important not to be mafsik in between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish. Loi mi boya zog de Mishne Brure. When you put them on, for sure, because we make Le'aniach on Tefillin Shel Yad, and on Mitzvah's Tefillin Shel Roish, and the bracha from Le'aniach goes also on Tefillin Shel Roish. So we're mainly not allowed to be mafsik. But even when you're not making a bracha, the marshal, you went to the bathroom, you took it off, and you're putting it back on. Even so, it's an inyan not to have a hefsek in between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Roish, havayo achas ksiv b'ayin. Now, minig, if most Ashkenaz is that after the bracha of Tefillin Shel Roish, they say Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchusoy. Not everyone. The ones that don't have such a minig don't have, but the ones that have. Now, to be makbi to say the Baruch Shem only after you mehadik, you put on Tefillin Shel Roish, after you tight it on your head, then you say Baruch Shem. If you say the Baruch Shem before, so it's a hefsek, the Gantz Baruch, it's a Baruch Levatole. Some people say Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchusoy, Elam Void, yeah? Look around you tomorrow morning, yeah? And I'm realizing, again, they started when they were 13. Now, lekatchile, the tefillin shel roish has to be not to start lower from mokrim tzmichas ha-se'ar. From the hair starts to grow and the forehead. About a person that is bald doesn't go to feed his hair. Or some people, the hair starts to grow here. Also, he can't put on tefillin here. It's b'mokrim sh'roiv b'nei adam. Yeah, you're right that everyone every time measures by him. Because pshat is, most people don't have it lower. The most they have it higher. But again, you don't go lower lefi yourself. You go lefi roiv b'nei adam. Now, mi'ikar ha'din azeidos. You're right, it's a little shita that holds that the bottom box could stick out. Only the middle box really has to be there. The ma'aseh we are machmir, that the whole thing will be in tchilas asaoris. It's better every time if you misupik a little bit backwards from front. Now, lekatchile, we are makpid that the tefillin will be exactly in between, in the middle point. Why? Again, lekatchile, we are makpid. Why? Because the middle parsha of Ahoyo, that will be connected, the two middle parshias that will be connected ben einecho. So if the tefillin, the middle two parshias are in the middle. Lemaise, and the Divrei Chaim, he's mechiach, not like that. And he holds the be'etzem, it doesn't make a difference if it's a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, it doesn't make a difference. The nefkimina is, the people that are trying to mark me that will be punklach, they really use mirrors, a spiegel, even the Amol people didn't use a mirror, today it's known, le'ilbash, everyone uses it. I don't know why they took it out in the elevator in Beis Yishaya, but the ma'isa today it's not called le'ilbash, chveis nishmas to pshat in them, but the ma'isa al pi aloche, it's not called that is a chisson of le'ilbash, as they all poise him hold, because it's not a devil that belongs to ladies. They put mirrors all over the world today. It makes today they believe the motion elevators, the reason they put it in is not for that reason. Especially some people in the world suffer from it's called the word. What I'm saying is it's in a closed place. Bemele, it's dangerous. Sometimes these people could be in the elevator and they could feel very tight. So bemele, they put the mirrors there that these people will not come to a sakone. This is the reason. Bemele, nicht alle mog, but as I have to say that I have to take it off, could come multiple kuach never shechet. I'm saying that's the emes. But listen, but be'etzem today the mirrors are not dafka for looking. It's heavy holes, all the big places. They do mirrors to make a place big. Most shit is sold is no lo yilbash. But again, the Divrei Chaim says that the ma'aseh doesn't have to be punklach. He says if you do like this, that's enough. And people that machmir do like this, and then they're not sure if they're exactly doing like this or not exactly doing like this. What's a ganze tumo? Again, if it doesn't have to be exactly, so again, the nafkamina is if you have someone that's a little bit to the side, that mishmach la mechoe. Yesh la al malismach la katchile. Avada for yourself, avada yitzro to be machmir. Now, the kesher shel tefillin, here is a lot of people don't know the halachas. Le'ikar hashitas, I'm not saying it's different sfarim that came out, Shem de Goyen, Nishtazay, in the back of the head, Okay, the place that the Kula Alma is posel is if the kesher of the back is under the place that the hair grows. Posel. Pochle v'atolim. V'shei Yisrael begufo. Now, but the Evet, if it's on the place that is the hair, it's okay, but it's not really the right place. The right place is, if you go on the back of your hair, it's like a little bump that goes in. It has to be on top of the bump. Even if it's a bit higher from the bump, it's even good. A bit standing and not loose.
The whole knot.
The whole knot has to be on top of the bump. Now, it's the Mishnah Berurah says, if not, he says, it could be on the bump, but not under the bump. The Ma'aseh, what most people have it, it's where the bump goes down. Before the end, when the bone goes down, it's hard to explain it. But again, some people, the news form came that the dafka has to be under the bump. The Ma'aseh has to be on top of the bump. The place that we put it is before the bump, when it's downhill, before it finishes the downhill. If the bump, there's the place if the kesher should fill it. Again, alimol misofek, higher is better. Lekula alme yoyitze. But again, medievet, even in the bottom it's good, but not under the hair. Under the hair, it's a bracha levatole. It's a lot of time nafkim when you go to a gemach, when someone takes someone else's tefillin. Now, another thing a person has to be makpid, that the yud and the kesher shel yad, we said a person makes shem av yudke vovke shakai on him. He has the dalet and the kesher shel roish, he has the shin and the yad, and he has the yud near the kesher shel tefillin shel yad. That yud has to be for sure in the time that it's on you near the bais. The metzias, when you pull it a lot of times, it just runs away. The only eitzah to keep it is they tie it together with a gid. Now, some people tie it with a plastic string. But then you have to know to do it in a way that will not be chatzitze in between. You could have to go to a sefer mumche to do it. The Katchil the Mishnah Berurah says that even when the tefillin are not on you, that yud needs to be near the bais. And more people were not makbid on it, today everyone is makbid on it. There's one person in Yerushalayim, I think he comes once, twice here also, he knows how to make a kesher that doesn't move, even without tying it. But lemaisa, this is akpod gemur. One more halacha we'll learn today is the isur chatzitza. And this is kedai to know, a lot of time bochim ha-shailas, I'm sure they will hear it once, we could save some time. Like this. It's three places of chatzitza. The tefillin, the bais, what Chazal called the chatzitza, bais shel roish, bais shel yad, you're not allowed to have a chatzitza in between the bais and the head. In between the bais and the yad. And not only in between the bais where it's laid. You know, most faces are a little bit circular-ish. So the tefillin lays here. The other sides, you really could put things in between, right? You're not allowed to have a chatzitza here. Even if the tefillin is not laying in it, you're not allowed to have a chatzitza. Chatzitza could be lice. Could be if you took a haircut and it's here. Could be a lot of times. Took a haircut. If there's a lot of hair, the Mishnah Berurah says also, bloiris, what the Ev David is all, Mishnah Berurah says they have, Mishnah Berurah calls it bloiris. Also, if it's too much hair, that, what is the shiur, bederech klal is, if hair comes, some people have hair coming from one side, goes to the other side. Lama zayin, people that are bald, forget about now, bad bochim. Lama zayin, bald, yeah, he doesn't have hair. So what happens is, from one side it grows, and he pulls it over. Besides that he puts on tefillin, he has to move, even if that's very not comfortable, he has to move it away. Because that here, it's not mekoimoy. It's not the mokim of this here. When a person has a lot of hair and it's on the place, even if it's a little bit blowed up, it's not so bad. But if the hair is coming from a different place, that hair could be a chatzitza. Again, even if it's in the same place, if it's very long, so it could be that here is Emid Li Kotzetz, and of them is a shine of the Mishnah Berurah if it's called Chatzitza or not. I'm dividing. Even the people that are not masking to be Kabbal the Shmuz, not to have chups, what they call. But I'm saying, here that comes from a different place is much more chumbo. As much a person has a big hair, so he does like this, and then he puts on the tefillin. So there's no hair. But the Moshe, if he has hair coming from the back, so that hair to push to the sides. Then the long hair that he has, could be it's a problem even if the long hair lamb goes weiter. Because that hair is shalevi mekoyim. This is a shaila. Oh, it's blown up. But I'm saying here that doesn't belong to that place could be mamish chatzitza. But let me get an itzna lemoshel in the hand, where the chatzitza person has a kes, as he broke his hand. So there is a problem. A hefsek, you can't make a bracha.
How much is chatzitza? Mashu?
What? Chatzitza is mashu, no vos. I'll tell you. And chatzitza lemaisa is a machlekes. We know because of the rekula we go basaroy. The guy with tefillin remachmir afilu b'mashu. But a person doesn't have to make himself meshuga if he has a little bit, you know, dry skin. This is ba'etzim the nerves of all the yeshiva bachim. Saying the true yeshiva bachim, yeah. That it's a person has dry skin. How much you peel it stays, yeah. Boduk. How much you take off it stays. So there's no, you know, a person can scratch himself till he will bleed. Medafnish. This is derech ha'olam. This is mekoymoy. If you see like a big black white piece hanging around, so that piece that you could like to pull out before you put on the tefillin. But start to vazuchen dalton shtiklach, this person is not mechuyim. But now b'di'evet lemaise while it's a mute, you could make a bracha. I'm saying klo. B'di'evet alamoshul b'shaila is a person took a haircut. It's better take it to comb his hair before he puts on tefillin. B'di'evet if it's a mute, you could make a bracha. Especially if it's not dobra mak. This is legabe the tefillin. Ramos says, "Aval baretzuos ein lehakpid. Baretzuos ein lehakpid. Zogni mishnebura baretzuos ein lehakpid doesn't mean in the retzuos that are around the head and where you make the knot in the hand. It meant the kriches ein lehakpid. B'meinet, this is the reason some people don't take off their watch. So again, we said in the tefillin you have to be makpid, even b'miut, even b'min b'minoi. But retzuos ein leakpid, zok d'mishne bura, ein leakpid, but not the part that is a knot. Now here again is a lot of chumra, especially for the nusach svaradik bochrim. You have to be makpid that a lot of times the retzuos, I see it kimat. I'm telling you, everyone, if you go to Maran Davening, you see at least two people. What happens is you make it, you kosher the tefillin, and then you start to make the retzuos. I really never spoke, forgot to speak, that in the hand is also a mokim where the tefillin has to be. It's the mokim akiboyres, where you make muscles, where it starts to blow up. That place is the mokim that the tefillin. It's with that cloud, two or three fingers. If you close your hand, you put two or three fingers, Mishmur says two, it's in between two and three fingers, there is the place of the tefillin. If the tefillin is lower, brochel levatole mamish. Better higher from lower. Because on the top, if you're out of sheet, it's almost still the top, you can put it. Now, it has to be a little bit leaning towards the lev. Some people, you see the tefillin mamish like, you know, kenege the oretz. It happens a lot of times to two kind of people. People that don't know how to put it on. Some people that put their hands inside the jacket, and then already it's there, it starts to get loose, and it turns around. But it can't be bothered. It's a big nisayon. Take off your jacket, put it on again. Or sometimes you didn't tie it exactly good, and it's loose now. You push it a little bit, and you daven, yeah? It's a gomish. Has to be tied there. Doesn't help that you push it a little bit and you know, no one's looking, yeah? It's a big nisoyan. But I want to speak about a person where he puts on tefillin kiilchasa. Now, he put two fingers. He starts to put on ritzuas. Now the tefillin starts to go down a little bit. So long as that guy holds that it's okay, he has muscles even down there. But the problem is that the ritzuas is there already. It's a ritzuas in between the tefillin and the bais. We pass in legabi the ktsitze, legabi the bais, that even lekatchile min be min oy choytzetz. I know some boys will tell you min be min oy choytzetz, but the evet could be the guy that doesn't have to feel bad in all of his life. There's a lot of people that are mamish every time. You can see they have kriches under the tefillin. I don't know if you, it could be yourself, and you just don't know that. You didn't notice that. You put the tefillin, then it starts to move a little bit. If you do a kriche, some people, like, you know, before they go to the seven, they do one or two, it's fine, they do one, two, three. A lot of people do a lot of, all different minhagim. They put a lot of kriches on their hand. And then the twin starts to move. It's a chatzitze. Now, the Mishnebura says again, so the Mechaber says, and the tzitze from tefillin is a hefsek. Legabi the ritzuas, the Mechaber says, no, we said it means mokim kesher, yeah, the rest not. So this is the reason some people put on, leave the watch on. The Maaseh the Prima Godim says that lekatchila not to have no hefsek. So b'meila lekatchila for sure to take off the watch. Some people tell us that if the watch is made from leather, so it's min b'mina, shvach, min toyer, min she'ein toyer, shvach etirutzim. Take off the watch, lekatchile. Where is enough community to know this halacha? But if you have a sore, you have a plaster, you have a gaza, you have a avada, you could do lekatchile, you could make a broch, and a person has a kes on his hands, if you could make the kesha, avada, you could make, avada, you could have a chatzitza, and lemaisi, you could make a broch. What is the person has to know, like I said before, that when you finish the minig is to makpid lekatchile, again, it's only lekatchile, to put the ritzua inside the hand. I want us to finish with one little thing. Is a siddur here, maybe? We say in the morning, when we put on tefillin, ve'arastich li la'olam, ve'arastich li b'tzedek u'b'mishpot u'b'chesed u'b'rachmim, ve'arastich li be'emuno v'yedat es Hashem. So I heard that the pshat is from father-in-law of Avraham Gurwitz, that I don't remember the name before, I think maybe Rebbe Lopian said it over from Zahal Terov. What is the pshat of these three psukim? Ve'arastich li la'olam, tefillin we said, with kosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we said, Shedin Yerushalmi, in Psikta, we become like the Ribbono Shel Olam, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is kosher v'aleinu, Hashem is kosher v'aleinu. And every engagement, everyone has to bring nadin. Everyone brings something to the engagement. So we say, ve'arastich li la'olam. So we say how it goes. Ve'arastich li b'tzedek u'b'mishpot. We will do tzedek u'mishpot. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do chesed v'rachamim. Ve'arastich li be'emuna. We will do emuna. V'yadat es Hashem. I will give you gilui kvod shamayim. And ishtel tzu the posuk from unzare parsha. It says in the posuk of the parsha, it says in the parsha, in the end of the Akedah, Vayikro Avrom Shem Amokim, Hashem Yiroh, Hashem Yireh, Asher Yomer Hayom Behar Hashem Yiroh. Chof Beis Yudad, Vayikro Avrom Shem Amokim, Ahu Hashem Yireh, Asher Yomer Hayom Behar Hashem Yiroh. Zal Bezach. Avram said, "Bayim ahu, mokim ahu, Hashem yire, Hashem will see the ma'isa akeda." He did a kvoit shomayim that the ganze world will see that Hashem yire, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers back, "Behar Hashem yeirore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a gilui kvoit shomayim back for Klal Yisrael." I just want to finish with one zach of Shach would say alemol the parsha from the akeda, Hashem involved. Shach would say, it's interesting, the psukim are very interesting. At the end of the parasha of the Akedah state, Avram wants to do the Akedah, Vayishlach Avram es Yodai, Vayikach es HaMachel es Lishchot es Bnoi, Vayikru lov Malach Hashem min HaShomayim, Vayimer Avram, Avram, Al Tishlach Yodcho El Anar, Val Tas Loi Meumo. So Chazal say, Al Tishlach Yodcho El Anar, Don Shecht, Val Tas Loi Meumo. Avram said, Hashem, but one scratch. Al taslo im u'ma, don't touch him. Ki ato yodati, ki yor eloi kimato, ve lechosachto es binchos yechid cho mimeni. So, he said, l'chur hato bi, v'yoymer el Avram, ato yodati, ki yor eloi kimato, v'mene, al tishlach yod cholanar, ve al taslo im u'ma. Why it says the other way around? Al tishlach yod cholanar, ve al taslo im u'ma, ki ato yodati. So, Rav Shach said like this, givaldi kevot. What is the pshat Avram wants to make a scratch? Hashem told him, Shechted Yitzchok. Hashem said, no. No. Hashem, please, a scratch. Zokter Azay. The Nisayim from Avram in the Akedah was a Nisayim. Hashem told him he doesn't have to Shecht. Avram wanted not to Shecht and not to say, oh, Baruch Hashem, Yom Kippur is over. Yeah? Nay. Not to Shecht to my son, not because, oh, Baruch Hashem, I don't have to. Not to shechten because Hashem is telling me not to shechten. So he kielu forced himself on. I want to. Hashem forced me not to. So he said, this is the psukim. Vayikro malach Hashem. Vayimar al tishtach yodcho lanar. If Avram would say, oh, say that. So he was aiming at an Nisayon. But Avram said, no, Hashem, please, I want. led me to do it. And now he didn't do it. Not to Shechten, because Hashem says. Not because he's happy that he doesn't have to. Ato yodati ki yore loikim ato. Dos it emes in the Sirus Nefesh. Not to Shechten because Hashem is bigger from to Shechten because Hashem.
Stick it at once, it's still fucking guy. It's a good young man.
No,
I think we all should use them.